The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Dave, Jody, are you about ready to go?
I think so. Let's see. Just got a few more items to check off my list here. Have you checked inside our car trunk to make sure our jumper cables still work? And what about the spare tire?
Oh, Dave, remember, we're not going on a 7-day road trip. We're only going about 60 miles round trip.
It's just that it's been so long that we've gone on an automobile excursion. I rather like how when you go by bus or train, you don't really have to think about bringing emergency stuff like spare tires or ice scrapers.
True, but this time having our car will be really useful. We've got so many trips combined into one. Just think. By the time the day is over, we'll have our holiday tree, have gone ice skating, and enjoyed looking at all the holiday light displays.
Hi, Uncle Dave. Hi, Aunt Anne. I'm all ready to go.
Oh, good. Then you could help me finish this checklist, Jody. Let's see. Oh, I almost forgot snacks. Let's see what we can find in the kitchen.
But I thought we were having lunch after we went ice skating.
Well, that's true, but it's always good to have a few extra supplies for the road. Let's see, maybe we could make a few sandwiches. Some cookies would be good.
Oh, great idea. Let's see. I think I'll bring along some hot chocolate, and we have some leftover oatmeal cookies. Here's a bag you can use for snacks, Jody.
Oh, no, thank you. I don't need any more food. After that big breakfast, I'm totally full. I don't think I'll need to bring anything but myself.
Just you?
But what if you get thirsty?
Or your clothes get wet ice skating.
Really, I'll be fine. It's not like we're going on a 7-day road trip or something.
Let's see. Where have I heard that before? Well, I think ready to go then.
What a great day to be on the road. Sunny skies and not too much traffic. We should probably stop at the next gas station. Looks like we're getting low on gas.
Yeah. Jody, we're gonna make a quick stop. We need gasoline.
That's okay with me. It looks like there's a store at the gas station. I'm going inside.
You're not looking for something to eat or drink, are you?
Hey, how did you know? We always buy snacks when we stop at a gas station. Do you want me to get something for you?
Nope, I'm fine. I still have some coffee and trail mix.
And I have hot chocolate and oatmeal cookies.
You did ask if I wanted to bring any snacks along, though. I'm just so used to buying them whenever I need them.
Well, don't feel too badly. That's why gas stations have stores. However, as everyday environmentalists, we prefer to travel as waste-free as possible. When we bring our own snacks, we don't end up with more plastic bottles or snack wrappers.
I'll look at your travel list before we go next time. Okay, Uncle Dave?
Make sure both you and your vehicle are prepared the next time you head out on a road trip. Bring along snacks and you'll save money and you won't need to stop.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Bretta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave, Jim Justice as Ann, and Noel Eshte as Jody. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.